Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Yes, indeed. Once again, in tune two, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am Executive Director and Host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 o'clock p.m. until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, on tonight, I have three special guests on my show on tonight. I'm asking all the listeners, please get close to your radio or your internet or your however you are listening to this broadcast on tonight, this worldwide platform, because these special guests are going to share some information with you all pertaining to their book, which is titled Girl, Get Up and Win. I am so excited to have them on as my special guest on tonight. We have the publisher of this book, Talisha Berry, from Los Angeles, California. Then we have Minister Tawana Matthews. She's one of the co-authors from Detroit, Michigan. She's also a member of Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church, where I am also a member. Then we have Dr. Contessa Cowan from Columbus, Ohio, is also one of the co-authors of this book. So please stand by because they're going to share some information with you all. I think it's going to be a blessing to each listener. But before we go and have them answer questions and share testimonies, we always open up with prayer. I'm asking all the listeners, if you would please pray with me, because we serve an awesome God who can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. What a mighty, awesome God we serve. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name on tonight because we know that you're worthy to be praised. We thank you that you're not like man. You are a promise keeper. So now, Lord, we just thank you again for who you are. We come in the name of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father, asking that you would forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself and my entire family and each one of my guests and their entire family and every faithful doer of your word all over the land. Forgive us because your word lets us know that all have sinned and come short of your glory. So we just thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King, for his sinless precious blood that was shed on the cross that redeems us from our sins. So when we do sin, we can come to you through him and be forgiven so that we can continue to move forward and fulfill our God purposes in the earth for your glory. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Heavenly Father, we want to lift up in a special prayer on tonight the family of our brother in Christ, the Honorable Chairman of the House Oversight Committee, Elijah Cummings. We want to lift up his family in a special way on tonight in their loss. And not only that family, but all those that have bereaved on tonight in the loss of loved ones. Comfort and strengthen each one of them as only you can. Let them feel your presence, Heavenly Father. Let them remember and know that earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal in the name of Jesus. And we also lift up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. You know who they are and where they are, and you know how to touch them, because we know that you are still working miracles, signs, and wonders, even on today. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have no respect for our person. So touch, heal, and deliver in the name of Jesus Christ. And I lift up my brother Curtis in a special way, dealing with pancreatitis and his pancreas. They said that most people in his situation would have been dead, but they ran some more tests on yesterday, and it's starting to reverse and it's starting to heal. So I just give you the glory, honor, and praise for what you're doing in my brother's life, so that he would have a testimony, and he too would be able to move forward, complete his God assignment on the earth for your glory. So we ask, Lord, that you will have your way on tonight over this broadcast. Continue to bless each listener. You know who they are, and you know what they stand in need of. So have your way. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. Have your way on tonight, that you be glorified, is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, we always have a spiritual food for thought. And tonight's spiritual food comes to us saying, don't judge a church according to the size of membership, but by the power of God in the church. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. Don't judge a church according to the size of membership, but by the power of God in the church. For those of you that constantly listen to this platform, Worldwide Ministry, I want to thank every listener on Instagram. We have over 4,000 listeners on Instagram. We have over 2,000 listeners on Blog Talk Radio. We have many, many listeners on Snapchat. And so we have a lot of people listening from other areas and ways of social media. And I don't want to take you all lightly or for granted. I just want to thank each one of you for always faithfully tuning in to this worldwide platform, that something will be said that you will be blessed by it. For those of you that are faithful listeners, you always know we normally always have a word from the Lord. A man or a woman of God always brings forth God's word. But every now and then, the Lord would direct me in a different way to bring on other people, other guests, such as the ones that's on tonight, that are working, that have books that they're writing and have written, and even gospel artists, even Christian comedians, so that the people of God can be blessed. So, again, please stand by for our guest that's going to be coming on very shortly. They're already standing by. I do have an announcement that just came in to me from Texas, and they asked me to make this announcement for them on tonight, and I'm going to do that right now. For those of you that are in the Texas area that may be listening, please write this information down. Immediate hire, non-captive agents / professionals, executive recruiters of a national company expanding in the Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas area and the surrounding areas, 55% commission with potential of 85% within the first 90 days. Training will be provided. Seating is limited. The location is 14677 Midway Road, Suite 106, and that's going to be held in Addison, Texas, and the zip code there is 75001. This will all be taking place on Tuesday, October the 29th at 6:30 p.m., and this is the link that you need to click on to. You want to click onto this link to reserve your seat, and you also want to dress to impress. The link for this is https://lampe.infusionsoft.com/go/capital PAOP182/WPritchett, PRITCHETT. And then you want to mention Will Pritchett, who is the executive recruiter. And I'm going to make this announcement again on this coming Saturday for someone that did not get it on tonight. Remember that all of these shows are kept in archives, so that if you did not get all of the information pertaining to this announcement, you can always go back to my website and pull it up and listen to it and get this information. I want to once again remind the listeners that on Thursday, October the 31st, will be my last show until the first part of February of 2020, if it be the Lord's will, because he has me working on another assignment. I am working on my book number 6, and I need to focus on that. And my upcoming book is titled, Is God on Instagram? Finding Faith on Social Media, A Guide for Teens and Young Adults. So that's what I'm going to be working on, and I need time to focus on that. So my last show will be October the 31st of this year, and if it be the Lord's will, I will be coming back on the first Thursday in February 2020. So you might want to make note of that on your calendar so you can continue to tune in and be blessed by this worldwide ministry and platform. My other website that you can go to order any of my other books that the Lord has blessed me to write, this is the website you need to go to, and it's www.jamesbrown1558.wixsite. That's wixsite.com/internet-radio-host. So those are the announcements that I have for tonight, and I pray that you have taken that information down, especially for those of you in the Texas area that may be interested in this immediate job that's coming up. So I'm so excited to have my special guest on. Before we move forward, I'm going to ask Minister Matthews, one of the co-authors of this book, Girl, Get Up and Win. We're going to ask Minister Matthews if she would share with us a short testimony. And following her testimony, we're going to do a music break. Then we're going to come back. We're going to get into our questions for my special guest on tonight. So, Minister Matthews, would you please share with us a testimony, please?
Good evening to everyone. Let me begin by saying thank you to you, Brother James Brown, for this opportunity to speak this evening. Falling down and struggling with life issues is never fun. But the good news is that with the help of God, you can rebound from those falls. Because the Bible says in Philippians 4:13 that I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. So whatever challenges you face in life, it is not your final destination. Because with the help of God, you can overcome all unpleasant situations. Growing up, no one could have prepared me for what I was in for when I got married. I thought that my marriage would last forever, but to my dismay, it did not. It ended in a heartbreaking and a painful divorce. When my husband left me, I thought that I was going to lose my mind. I felt that as if I had fallen and I couldn't get up. And then it dawned on me. Even though I had lost my marriage and thought that I was on the verge of losing my mind, it suddenly came to me that there was something that I had not lost and never could lose, and that was my God. He picked me up, and he started me on the road to recovery and restoration. And that is what I share with you in the writing in this book, in the chapter entitled Rebounding After a Fall. And I hope that after you're sharing a part of my journey, that you will discover that there is nothing that life can throw at you and knock you down that you cannot get up, get over, and get on. And that that you would also discover that Jesus is a redeemer and a restorer of the breach.
Amen. What a powerful testimony. I thank you, Minister Matthews, for sharing that powerful testimony on tonight. And the reason why I ask all my first-time guests to share a testimony is because someone may be listening that may be dealing with the same thing that you have gone through already and may want to give up and have lost their faith and their trust in God. But you are a witness. You are a living testimony of what God can do when we put our faith and trust in him, even regarding marriages. And so I just thank you for sharing that testimony because someone needed to hear that because God gets his glory through our testimony. It does us no good if we know what God has done for us and if we don't share it with others. So someone may be listening again on tonight that was on the verge of giving up because of the marriage has dissolved and broken up. You know, it may have been a heart-breaking marriage, difficulties, whatever the case may be. Someone needed to hear that testimony to realize that they need to put their hope, their faith, and their trust in God, even though their marriage is dissolved, that they can still move forward and fulfill their God's purpose in the earth for his glory. So I thank you, Minister Matthew, for serving that wonderful, powerful testimony on tonight. But before we go to our question, we're going to go right into our music break, and then we're going to come back, and we have some questions for my guest on tonight. So if you want to stay tuned and be blessed by these awesome women of God, the writer, the publisher of the book, and also two of the co-writers, co-authors of this book, Girl, Get Up and Win. Enjoy the music break. Praise the Lord. What a mighty God we serve. Aren't you grateful on tonight? I know I am so grateful for Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King, for his great sacrifice for you and I, that even while we were yet sinners, he died for us, that we could be redeemed back to our Heavenly Father through the shedding of his blood and through his dying on the cross. But on that third day morning, he rose from the dead with all power in his hand. I am grateful. I know that many of you who are saved in Jesus' name on tonight, you are so grateful that Jesus thought that our lives was worth living. Before I bring on my guests with their questions, I do want to mention that to the listeners that are followers, I have three other people that have shows up under my direction, but because of what God is doing in my life, and I am going to be taking a break from my show for the next few months, Jose Dorsey and his wife, Danielle Dorsey, their show is titled Theologically Speaking. They normally come on my show every first. They had their own show up under my direction. The title of their show is Theologically Speaking. Now they will be hosting their own show, and it's still titled Theologically Speaking, every first and every third Thursday night from 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. So you want to go to blogtalkradio.com / Theologically Speaking to continue to listen to them. And also, Minister Sharon Rambis have a show up under my direction. His show is titled Ministry Impossible. He's in the process of changing from under my direction. He will be hosting his own show. His show title would website will be blogtalkradio.com/ Ministry Impossible. So you want to make that those notations if you want to continue to follow them. Minister Rambis' show is also from 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. So they will no longer be under my direction. They will be hosting their own shows. But I will continue to host my show starting in February of 2020. So right now we're going to go to our questions. Once again, we have the publisher, Talisha Berry from Los Angeles, California. Then we have co-authors, Minister Tawana Matthews from Detroit, Michigan. She's also a member of Greater Shore of the Faith Baptist Church, where I am also a member. Bishop James A. Jennings is our pastor and shepherd. Give a shout out to him and our church family, the Greater Shore of the Faith Church family. And then we have also co-author, Dr. Carissa. I hope I'm saying the name right. You can correct me. Carissa Cohen from Columbus, Ohio. I'm going to start off with my first question. Excuse me?
Cortisha Cowan.
Cortisha, I thank you for that correction. My first question is to Minister Matthews regarding this book, Girl, Get Up and Win. The first question is, how will God be glorified through this book, Minister Matthews?
God will be glorified through Girl, Get Up and Win, because when you read these stories, you will see that no pain, suffering, evil, or persecution is outside of God's control and power to save. He is never overwhelmed or surprised by what happened in our lives, and he will be faithful to work in it and through it for his eternal and his loving purpose. He is able to save us from the chains of sin and the power of death. And he is able to do more than we can ever ask or imagine, because Ephesians 3:20 says that now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to his power that worketh in us.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And you know what? I am a witness to what you just said. He is able to do these great things above, beyond our imaginations. If we put our faith and our hope and trust in God, no matter what we're going through, he said in his word that we can cast all of our cares upon him, because he cares for us and he knows what we're going through. And so I thank God for Jesus Christ, who was in the flesh. He already knew and already been and experienced everything that we go through now in this life. He already experienced it. So we thank God that he is Jesus Christ in the flesh. He is our perfect example that no matter what we're going through, with God, all things are possible. My next question is to the publisher, Talisha Berry. Talisha Berry, what is the main goal of this book? And if you could, if you have a scripture that you can add to it, that would be great. But my question to you is, as the publisher, what is the main goal of this book, Girl, Get Up and Win?
Well, the main goal of the book was to encourage women. I'm the publisher of Courageous Woman magazine, and our number one goal is uplift, encourage, and empower women. And we do so by sharing women's stories and sharing women's testimonies. And doing the book is just an extension of what we do with the magazine. And we wanted to gather women's stories, who are women who are overcomers, who have been through and overcome tremendous odds in their lives, and they really came through, and they were ready to share their testimonies in hopes that it inspired someone else that may be going through similar things, and that if they saw or read their testimonies, it may encourage them that they can get through too, and they can get up out of their situations, go forward, and win.
Amen. I like that. That's good. And I like the idea that you all have compiled all your different situations and your experiences in life that through this book, a lot of women are going to be encouraged. They're going to be uplifted, and they're going to regain their self-esteem, because so many, when they get in different situations, they lose their self-esteem and they don't think that they can move forward and continue to do what God has called and ordained for them to do, because of the hurt that they have experienced in their lives. And so this is a great book for every woman. Even if you have not gone through some trials and tribulations in your life, I suggest that you purchase this book, that you can give it to a family member or a friend or a coworker or a neighbor that you know have gone through different situations, and this book can be a blessing to them. That's my input from what I'm hearing regarding this book. Also, publisher Barry, I have another question, really two more questions for you. The next question I have for you is, how did this book come to be?
Well, I mean, I guess I could go from my own testimony of being a woman who had gone through many things, even from my childhood to being married and enduring emotionally abusive relationship. A lot of times people think that being physically abused is that's the ultimate, that's worse. But for me and what I've understood and studied, that emotional abuse could be even worse. So I had to go from my own testimony and, you know, what I experienced. I was ready to share and tell people that they can get out of the situation, because in my situation, it became normal. And I didn't know. I'm a Christian girl. I had to rep my city. We said we came from California, but I'm actually from Michigan. I'm a Michigan girl from Flint, Michigan, but grew up a lot in Detroit as well. So I grew up in a Christian-based home, and you get married and you stay married. Whatever you go through, you work it out. And so that became my life. But I was also a praying woman. So I had to really go out and seek God for myself and know that God didn't want me to be hurt emotionally to the point where I didn't want to live anymore. So I had to find myself. So in doing and starting my publication, Courageous Woman, that was part of the motivation, is to inspire other women. As I was coming through, it blessed me to share my testimony. It blessed me to help other women. So that's the process, and that's what we continue to do with Courageous Woman: encourage and empower women.
Amen. And that you said the right words pertaining to this, because I am not a woman, but I'm a man, and I've been through some emotional and abuse, not only most emotional abuse and physical abuse, but mental abuse as well. So this can apply not only just to women, because some men go through the same thing, but a lot of men don't like to talk about what they have gone through and experienced in life. And I think that more men need to come together and do just like you all did as the publisher and the co-authors of this book, so we can be a blessing to others that are experiencing the things that we have gone through and the things that we know that without God's help, we wouldn't have made it through it. So I thank you for that, because abuse is a hurting thing anywhere, in any form, and it's almost unexplainable. So I thank God for you, and I thank God for your co-authors for putting this book together. Once again, it's going to be a blessing to so many women, not only in Michigan and Ohio and California, but I believe it's going to be a blessing to women around the world, because this is a worldwide platform. We have many, many listeners, and they do share information from this worldwide ministry. They do share it with their friends and neighbors and coworkers and family members. So I think it's going to be a great asset to the body of Christ. And my final question to you on tonight, Sister Barry, is why do you have so many co-authors? I think I already know the answer, but I don't hear it from you.
Well, one, there's so many people who have testimonies. So we have been, Courageous Woman has been in existence for almost 8 years, or over 8 years now, and we have a great following. So when we put out the word that we were doing a book, that those are the responses. So we gathered the stories that were heartfelt, and those who wanted to be part of the publication, we allowed everybody to be part of the publication if they had a story that they wanted to share and go through the process of being part of the book. So we didn't want to put too much of a limit on that. We wanted to see who or how many people would want to be part of the book and just go with that. So that's why it's an anthology collaboration. So we've had other books. Our first collaboration had 78 authors, so we didn't have that many. But I think the ones that are there are the ones that needed to be there, and God, you know, made a way for them to be there. So,
amen. How many co-authors are part of this book? How many co-authors are there?
Well, there are 40 stories, and one of them is a husband and wife team. So there are a total of 41 authors, 40 stories.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. That's interesting. You know what? I need to get a copy of this book because I believe it's an interesting read, and it's going to, like I said, not only be a blessing to women, I believe it's going to be a blessing to men as well, even myself.
Absolutely. We have men readers.
Okay, good. Excellent. And we have a whole lot of men that's listening right now, so I thank God for that. And I thank God that you all are on the air because, again, you are, through your book, you're going to be a blessing to a lot of people, and it's going to help the healing of a lot of people. Not only that, it's going to do, like I said, that emotional people, some people are dealing with so much negative emotions and low self-esteem because of what they've been through. And they just need somebody to show them through, even through their books, that, yes, I've been through the same thing you have gone through, and look what God did for me. And he have no respect to all persons. Just like he brought me through, he can do the same thing for you if you just touch and agree by faith and put it in God's hand. I don't know. I don't know which one of you are going to answer this question here, but I'm asking this question. I think it's for you also, Publisher Barry. Which scriptures would you describe best that would back up your book? If you can give me one or two main scriptures that would best back up your book, which book would they? Which one would they be?
I think I think Tawana and I were talking about earlier. We're sharing our testimonies and the scripture Revelation 12, I believe it's, and they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimonies. And they love not. Yeah, that's the scripture that just popped out because we get our healing from telling our stories. And I know that's a fact because that is what helped me. And so that's why I continue to do it every time I share my story, my personal story. There's always someone that comes and says, thank you. Thank you for telling your story because it mirrored mine. I've had people come up to me in tears because I just told them what I've been through. And they were currently going through what I already been through. So I was able to consult them and talk to them and pray with them. And still, a lot of them are still good friends and are followers of Courageous Woman because of what we share and how we share our testimonies.
That's a powerful scripture, too. And I love that scripture because, and I can bear witness to that because that's how I have overcame a lot of things and issues that I have dealt with in my personal life, too. That is a powerful scripture. If you read that scripture and apply that scripture to your life, and there's nothing, and I always add this scripture too, that there's nothing too hard for God, no matter what we're going through, no matter how it looks, because the enemy will have us to feel that no matter what we've gone through, that he wants us to give up and throw in the towel, and that's his desire. But we have to stand on God's word and remember that he said we can cast all of our cares upon him because he cares for us, and he already knows what we're going through. He just wants us to be able to put our faith, our hope, and trust in him that he's going to see us through. My next question is to Dr. Cowan. Dr. Cowan, my question to you is, how will readers benefit from this book?
Good evening. Thank you for allowing us to be on. The readers are going to benefit from this book because it's authentic. The scripture that came to me was Acts 17:28, which is, we live in God, we move in God, and we exist and have our being from God. In this book, not only did the authors all come together and it's teaching you about how to get up and win, but it's a blueprint on how to get up and win. If you actually dig into every single chapter, you find out how you can win in life, how you win in friendships, how you win in business, even at your lowest points in life. This book, when I say even for me, the book has blessed me from what the other authors have wrote. This book will literally change your mentality on how you think. I just was so blessed to even be a part of this book. I'm a part of the first book that she has. And this one, I mean, I go back to some of the chapters now because it is literally a real, true blueprint. They did not leave or hold back anything. None of us did. We showed you how exactly in your lowest, lowest point of your life, God will put his hands around you and lift you back up and show you what it needs. And he did that through the women in this book, leaving a book, a blueprint for women to come and let you know that, girl, get up and win that chapter. The chapters in this book will just change your mind, change your whole life, change your mindset. It just done so much just even for me as an author in the book. So I thank God for Talisha and allowing this book to be birthed and being a visionary for it. I thank God that none of us held anything back, and I pray that it actually unleashes and help other women and men move forward in life and let them know that they can get up and win after this.
Amen. Powerful. I love that. I love it. And my final question to you, Dr. Cowan, since you, I have you on the air right now, and it's going to go back to what we just talked about. How can men benefit from this book?
What God gave me today was legacy, because the men are the head of our homes. It's God and then the man and then wife and then family and then your mission. So Elijah 60:15 says, I will make you an object of pride forever and the joy for generations to generations. He also gave me Proverbs 13:22, a good man leaves inheritance for his children's children. I believe that, like you said earlier, they do not talk about their pain. They do not talk about their hurt as children. They do not talk about the things that they've seen in life. So to be able to read these chapters and not only identify their own personal blueprints and what it is that they're supposed to be doing, but it also identifies the hurt and the pain that their wife or their significant other is going through so that they can continue to identify with her so that they can move forward and actually leave a legacy for their children's children. And that's what I think the men of this generation can understand and learn, that this blueprint was not just for the wives or the women. It's actually for them to understand us, but to also understand if there's something that identifies with them in this book, then it can break down and break barriers so they can break the generational cycle of whatever it is that's going on so that they can leave an inheritance for their children's children.
Oh, wee, that's good. Wow. Could you do me a favor? Could you give me that first scripture that you gave two scriptures to that? What was that first scripture that you gave?
Elijah 60:15. Yes.
Okay, good. Okay, because I keep notes as I have guests on my show. I keep a file and I keep notes on everything that's being said. So I wanted to make sure I have that scripture. Even though I can always go back to the website and pull it up and listen to it, but I would like to write it down too.
And I just want to leave for the men that your miracle is in your mouth. So our men got to understand that they got to start speaking life into themselves and into the people around them, because your miracle is in your mouth. That's what my men.
Jesus, life and death is in the power of the tongue. Lord Jesus, whoa, that was good. You caught me off guard with that one. That was good. I really enjoyed having you all on this broadcast on tonight. You all have been such a blessing, not only to me, but I know that you all have been a blessing to the listeners worldwide. And some people, I know they want to know exactly how can they purchase this book. And I know a lot of people are probably going to go through the website or however they can get it, and they're going to be ordering this book, and they're going to be ordering it for themselves and their friends and loved ones, because you all gave great insight and great information, even scriptures to back it up. And that's what I love about this ministry, this worldwide platform. Whatever I do on this platform, I always try to have the Word of God, the Scriptures, to back it up. So I'm going to ask the publisher, Talisha Berry, how would listeners be able to purchase this book?
They can purchase the book on Amazon. They can go to Amazon.com and look for Girl, Get Up and Win, and they can purchase it right there. It's available in paperback and also in digital format.
Well, excellent. And also, you mentioned something about a magazine, your magazine. Would you want to give that information out to the listener, or is that a private regarding your magazine?
No, Courageous Woman Magazine is an inspirational publication that highlights extraordinary women, and the book is just an extension of what we do with the magazine. So they can go to the magazine, they can subscribe for free. It's at CourageousWomanMag.com. That's CourageousWomanMag.com.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I just want to give you a chance to give that information out as well, because I do remember you mentioning that to me in a phone conversation about your magazine. So that would be a blessing to the listeners as well. So I just want to say once again, thank you to publisher Berry, Talisha Berry from Los Angeles, California, to Minister Tawana Matthew from Detroit, Michigan, my sister in Christ at the Greater Shiloh Free Baptist Church, and also to Dr. Could you pronounce your first name again, Dr. Cohen?
Cortisha, like Tisha, but Cohen in front of you.
Patricia Cohen from Columbus, Ohio. I want to take the time out to say thank you to each one of you for taking time out of your schedule to be on this ministry over this worldwide platform, because you have given great information and great insight to what your book is about, and I'm excited for you all. And I know that God is going to do great things through this book. It's going to be a blessing to so many people, not only women, but men as well. So we give God the glory, the honor, and praise. And I believe that there's going to be another book that's going to be birthed out of this book. This is me speaking from what I'm hearing from you all on tonight. I believe that God has more books for you all to co-author together that's going to continue to heal people and to continue to put people back on the right path, and they will continue to grow in their faith. And those that have low self-esteem and want to throw in the towel and give up because of their situations and they don't see no way out, I believe God is going to do great and marvelous things through you all, and even more are going to be added to write more books that are going to be a blessing to the body of Christ, and that God will be glorified through them. That's what I believe God is going to do through you all. And I just want to thank you all for coming on tonight. Before I release you all, I'm going to start with publisher Talisha Berry and give you all an opportunity. If you want to give any shout-outs to your church family, members and friends, or whoever you want to give shout-outs to, this is your opportunity. I'm going to start with publisher Talisha Berry. Do you have anyone that you would like to give shout-outs to at this time?
I definitely want to give shout-outs to all of my family and friends out in Detroit and in Flint, all of my and my family and my church family here in California, Hill City Church, with Pastor Dietrich Hatton here in California, and to all of the co-authors that are tuning in. Thank y'all for tuning in, supporting the mission of encouraging, empowering women. Thank you to Dr. Cortisha and Tawana for coming on and setting the example and being courageous, being women of God, to go forward and continue to empower women with your own messages and missions that you do. I am there and to encourage and empower you. And thank y'all so much for being part of Courageous Woman. And thank you to Minister Brown for having us on today.
Hey, no problem. It's my privilege. Thank you all so much. Minister Matthews, who would you like to give shout-outs to at this time?
I would like to give a shout out to my family in Detroit and in Flint, and to my church family, Greater Shield of Faith, and to my Bishop James A. Jennings. Is
is Dr. Cowan. I just want to give a shout out to God for allowing this book to even be birthed for all of us to come together and heal and help others. I want to give a shout out to my husband, Adrian, and my children, my grandson, my team over at the daycare, Cozy Corner, Dion and Leslie and Sierra and Nicole and Kiana, all of y'all for getting on tonight and listening, Joy and Jasmine. For pushing and keeping up with me, to all of my MHM people, Kelly, and to one of our co-authors who's actually on here but is also a part of MHM, Angel. And I just want to thank everybody for always having my back when it's coming to this movement that God has put me on. And I want to thank Miss Talisha again for just allowing us to be on this platform with her. Miss Tawana for connecting us with you, Mr. James. Thank you guys so much.
I guess the show has ended.
I'm still here.
Me too.
Absolutely. The devil is a liar.
I wanted you to get a chance to talk about your group with your girls and going to Africa.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't come back. Yeah, but I guess he's gone. I guess we should hang up.
Thank you,
y'all have a good night.
You too.
Okay. Okay. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
With thy presence. with eyes I pray. Cover me, Lord, with thy.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And tonight, I think we had got this, we got disconnected. A lot of calls was coming into my phone at the same time while we was live on the air, and it interrupted us on the air while we was live. So I do apologize to the listeners, and I want to especially apologize to my guest on tonight as he was doing their shout-outs. That's when my phone started ringing, and all kind of calls was coming in at the same time that do not usually happen. But again, I want to thank my guest on tonight, the publisher, Talisha Berry, Minister Tawana Matthews, and also Dr. Katisha Cowan, the author and the co-authors of the book titled Girl, Get Up and Win. So I just thank them for coming on and sharing with the listeners on tonight. We thank God for, I see Dr. Cowan has just dialed back in. Dr. Cowan?
Yes.
Okay, we had got this, a lot of calls was coming into my phone at the same time, but we got this disconnected. So I want to give you a chance to give you a shout out if you don't mind.
Oh, okay. Yes. Thank you. Well, I just, first of all, I was telling Talisha, Miss Talisha, that I was thanking God that she was the visionary behind this project and allowing us to go forward. To be able to bless others, but also to my husband, Adrian, for putting up with the long hours of writing at night and my children, my staff at Cozy Corner, and then also to my staff of Mothers Helping Mothers. I have a nonprofit organization for teen moms, for them and their babies, homeless teen moms, and we just launched in Cape Town, Africa. So shout out to all my Cape Town people that's helping us help the teen moms over there in South Africa.
Oh, wow. Praise the Lord. We do have a lot of listeners in Africa on that listen to this broadcast. So I hope that some of them are listening on tonight. So, again,
absolutely.
I just want and I would like to, because I think Minister Matthews and Talisha Berry, they did get their shout-outs. And I do apologize once again. I got a lot of calls that was coming in while I was live on the air, and that don't normally happen. So that's why we got disconnected. But I'm so glad that you called back in to give your shout-outs. And I thank you, I thank Minister Matthews and your publisher, Talisha Berry, because this is an awesome book, and it's going to be a blessing to so many people, and God is going to be glorified through it because people are going to be healed, they're going to be set free, and they're going to be delivered through this book.
Absolutely.
So we can just give God the glory, honor, and praise for putting this in yours heart and mind to take the time out to write this book because, again, so many people need to read this book, and they're going to be helped and healed and set free. So I just thank God for each one of you that had a hand in writing this book. So once again, to
thank
the
you.
Listeners on tonight, we're going to close out in prayer, as we always do. Remember that on this coming Saturday night at 6:30, Minister Sharon Rambis will be hosting his last show at 6:30 up under my direction. From 6:30 to 7 p.m., his show is titled Ministry Impossible, and he is the host. And then my other show starts at 8 p.m. My guest is none other than Pastor Norman King, the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He will be bringing forth God's word on this coming Saturday night at 8 p.m. So you want to tune in and be blessed by God's word through him as well on this coming Saturday night. We always close out in prayer. So I'm asking all the listeners, if you will please pray with me once again. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus. We come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you allowed us to make the corrections during the interruptions on the air on tonight that we were still able to get through to my guests. So we thank you that you intervened. We give you glory, honor, and praise for that because you do all things well. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are a God of order and you're not a God of confusion. So we just thank you for intervening on tonight and that we thank you for the show on tonight. We thank you for every guest. And we thank you for the book that you have placed in their hearts. And they have actually written the book and it's on the market for people to be blessed, healed, delivered, and set free through this book titled Girl, Get Up and Win, not only for women but for men as well. So we thank you for them and the works of their hands. Continue to bless them as they move forward and continue to fulfill their God purpose in the earth for your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. Continue to bless each listener. You know what we all stand in need of. And your word said that you shall supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So we stand on your word in faith because you are a faithful God. You are a promise keeper. You are not like man. And what you say is going to come forth, it shall come forth. And we know that the power is in our tongue. The power of life and death is in the tongue. So we thank you for your word. We thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. We thank you for his greatest gift to Heavenly Father, not only because of his love for us, but through his shed blood, that we can be redeemed, we can be saved through the blood of Jesus Christ, and we can come to you and ask for forgiveness of our sins through Jesus Christ and because of his precious blood that was shed on the cross. So now, Lord, we ask that you are moved by your Spirit, continue to have your way in each one of our lives. We lift up our President, Heavenly Father, in a special way, Heavenly Father, that you would touch his heart, Heavenly Father, and if he's not saved, Heavenly Father, it's our prayer, hope, and desire that you would send a word to his way that would prick his heart, that he, too, would come to know who you are, and through Jesus Christ, he would confess his sins and ask for forgiveness of his sins, that he would ask Jesus Christ to come into his heart and save him, and not only him, but every world leader, Heavenly Father, that are not saved, that they will all come to the full knowledge of your son, Jesus Christ, and be saved in his name, and therefore they can do what's right for all people all over the land, and that through this you would be glorified is our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. So we bless your name again on tonight. Continue to have your way in each one of our lives, and we just give you the glory, honor, and praise for it. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. So that's the program for tonight. I pray that someone has been helped and blessed by it. I know I have been truly blessed by these awesome women of God, the publisher and the co-authors of the book, Girl, Get Up and Win. What a blessing to know that we have a book on the market now that can be a blessing to not only women, but to men as well. So continue to be blessed of the Lord. Know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.
Come on, KD.
An old song from North Carolina, Currituck, North Carolina. Maybe some of y'all know this, but I'm going to sing this song here. My, my, my. Pray for me. Yes, sir. If you ain't too cute to say it, help the praise team say it. prayer. If you know you're standing in need of prayer, come on, open your mouth, everybody.